This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. It's growing like a tale by the time it's been told by more than one.
Ooh, it's growing every day. We are back. It grows a little more. We are broadcasting live from the Schnucks on Arsenal. It's the biggest pineapple display in history. There are nearly 20,000 pineapples on display. If you want to come by and take a selfie with the world's largest pineapple display and post it to Instagram, you can enter for a chance to win $1,000 in Schnucks gift cards. Andy Strickland and Charles Tuna Edwards with us. I think Dave Peacock's going to come by in about 15 minutes. Nice. Martin will be here at about 11:30. I wonder if Dave has the same kind of feelings about Mr. Kroenke as Ben Fredrickson and Charlie doesn't have.
Mm.
So we'll find out about
that. I want to see Charlie.
Mine is personal.
Will put his tail between his legs when he gets in that conversation with Dave Peacock. He'll be so scared he won't even know how to handle himself. I can't wait to see that. Mm-hmm. He'll be all of a sudden trying to change the conversation to pineapple.
Yeah.
Because it is pineapple day.
Really like the store, Dave.
Dave,
Dave
love
Peacock
Schnucks.
Got me on board with Schnucks, so I respect
we may have
like
to,
Dave
oh,
Peacock.
Yeah, this is
we
good
may
blood.
Have to end that contract.
Yeah. Did you now see a sponsor, and then Charlie be saying, that Kroenke, boy, he was really bad. What is it?
Charlie, all of a sudden, his skin started to look his age. He started to shrivel up a little bit.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see Dave Peacock.
A whole different ball game when the sponsor comes in.
I love it. I may stick around now for an extra second.
Yeah, rights holder. Yeah.
What time are we finish here?
No. Don't. You wouldn't think I would, like, stir it up a little bit, would you?
Yeah.
I know you would. I know you would.
You have
I'm
been
over my shoulder now.
In Vancouver.
Yes.
A city that everybody gushes about. Mm-hmm. I was only there for about a day and a half when Gretzky signed, but tell me about it.
Loved it. Love Vancouver. It's a beautiful, beautiful city.
I mean, Vancouver,
right
Mississippi?
On the water. Canada.
Canada.
Okay. Is there a Vancouver, Mississippi? Because there's a Vancouver, Washington, too.
Okay.
But it's right on the water, beautiful city. I mean, the weather was unbelievable. The whole hockey community was there from the entire league. So, and they did a great job putting on the draft. But stayed in a great hotel in downtown Vancouver, right on the water. My wife came with me. We spent about 5 days after the draft, up in Whistler, up in the mountains. We saw a bear for the first time in my life. I saw a bear? Twice. You know, one time we were on a hike, and my wife and I, and this guy came on his bike, and he stopped, and he was kind of breathing hard. He said, hey, there's a bear 20 yards up there.
Did you get out?
Up above.
You get away?
And I was like, wait a minute. And so then he showed me on his phone. He was showing some video. He goes, it's probably not there now. A bunch of people between you and the bear, so you'll be safe. But it may have crossed the street already, and so we went over there, and everybody was like had their cameras out, and the bear had just left. So I was kind of disappointed because I wanted to see a bear, not that close, but we saw one later on in the on our trip. Actually, two more times we saw a bear twice. It was crazy.
If you see a bear in this parking lot, and you're in the woods, you've got to get out now because they can travel fast.
Really,
they can run fast as a car. They can go,
but they'll leave you alone. They don't really mess with
you
people.
You didn't see the right bear.
No, they don't really.
We'll see your speed.
These black bears. They don't really mess with people. Now, I don't know how comfortable you feel on some of these gondolas, but they have a gondola in Whistler on Whistler Mountain. You know, you can go up there, and then they have two mountains. They have the Blackcomb Mountain, and then they have the Whistler Mountain, and they have what they call a peak-to-peak gondola. Once you're already at the top, which is really high.
Wow.
And it goes, I mean, you're basically just hanging over the Grand Canyon. And I don't get too comfortable on these gondola rides, man. I mean, it is like, you know.
You hired a guide to go on
a
walk? Or
no, there was no guide.
What, just the two of you?
Just the two of us. We took the gondola up to the top of the mountain, hiked around, and then we took another gondola to the other mountain. And it's basically, I mean, it doesn't look like the Grand Canyon, but you're just, there's nothing below you. I mean, thousands of feet. And
did your wife enjoy it?
Oh, she loved it. She doesn't get scared with that type of stuff. But the gondola, for some reason, stopped right in the middle. And we sat there for like 6 minutes without it moving. It felt like it was 2 hours. And on this particular gondola, the cars are big. So you can have, you know, on the other gondola just going up, my wife and I were in there by ourselves. But this one, you have like five other people in there. And they were all from Brazil. Nobody spoke any English. And they kept getting up and walking around when we were stopped and taking pictures, and the thing's shaking and it's moving around. And I almost killed somebody up there. I'm like, well, you guys need to sit down. You can't be moving around like that.
So how high up do you think you are?
Oh, my God. I can only imagine. You got to Google it. Peak-to-peak gondola in Whistler. I mean, it's crazy.
So you look down, and it's kind of scary.
Oh, my. Kind of. And then I actually Googled it yesterday. It's considered one of the, like, the top, like, 10 most dangerous gondola rides in the world.
Oh, man.
I'm like, what am I doing? So my wife got really mad at me. The first time we went up there, we went up on the Whistler Mountain. We went up there twice. First time I said, I'm not going on that gondola ride.
And you know, you had wet pants.
And she was fine with it. The last day we were there, she got really mad. She wanted a zip line, this crazy zip. I'm like, you can do it. I'll watch you do it. I'm not doing the zip line. She said, well, then we're doing the peak-to-peak. And I agreed to do the peak-to-peak.
What's that?
Which is the crazy gondola ride, and I should not have agreed to that.
So
man.
Did she do the
– No, she didn't do the zip lining. And then after doing the peak-to-peak, she said, I would never do the zip lining anyway. But I don't know how people do that type of stuff. You know, the bungee jumping, all that, man, that's just not for me.
Oh, the bungee jumping, God.
I mean, craziness.
No way.
No.
Yeah.
Craziness.
What about, like, downhill skiing?
Well, when we were at the top of the mountain, it's considered one of the best ski spots in the world in Whistler. But obviously, ski season is over. It ends around the end of May. But still, we were hiking in some areas where there was a lot of snow. So that's how high we were. I mean, there was a lot of snow up there. I'll show you some pictures.
Now, do you do any downhill skiing? Have you done that?
Oh, I've done skiing. Okay. I mean, I went to college in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, we don't.
What about you, Chuck, in the outdoors?
No, mess around.
Snowboarding?
Nope.
More so than skiing?
Brothers don't do it.
They don't do it?
Nope.
Is that a rule, basically?
No, it's my rule. No, they have a group of, I know it's a group of brothers that go to Colorado every year. Some type of ski club. I never would engage.
I always kept the kids always wanted to go snow skiing, mm-hmm. and I always said we're not going to go because I don't want broken hands and wrists for basketball.
Art Hill.
Yeah, and then since then Alex graduated. Now he's like,
have you ever been?
I have not.
Really?
Yeah, but he's like swears.
So he's been before.
Oh yeah, it's like I kept him under the ropes, and then I'd let him out.
So where has he gone skiing?
Colorado all the time.
I think it's Sonny Bono. Tree.
Yeah, you're right. Was it a tree?
Oh, my God.
Him?
Tree.
No, there's been several instances like that. I mean, it can get
was
a little
Liam
dangerous.
Was Liam Neeson's wife?
But, Frank, some of these ski lifts, you're just hanging. You're not in a gondola where you're actually in, like, an enclosed area.
On a thick wire.
You're just hanging on a little bench with nothing over your lap. And I'm Googling all these things that night. I'm like, people have got to fall out of these things. And
are
I
you?
See all these stories of people falling out.
Oh, yeah, there are.
Are you afraid of height?
I mean, I was.
Well, isn't everybody in a sense?
In a way. I'm like, listen, I'm fine on an airplane. I mean, I can go up to the top of the Arch right now, although I've only gone once in my life, and it was probably 20 years ago. I could go up and have no issue. But just being in, you know, some of those situations where you have no control, you're just kind of, it can get a little uneasy. But the ski lift, the ski chair, where you're not in an actual gondola car, if you will. I mean, you're just hanging. Your legs are just hanging there. I mean, I don't know how people do that. Which is just insane. They had a bridge. It's called a suspension bridge that they just built a few years ago, which to get to the top where we were, you got to take another gondola to another level, and it's a ski lift to get up there. And it's a suspension bridge that you just walk across where there's nothing below you. I mean, it's thousands of feet below you, and it attaches from one side of the mountain to the next, and people walk on that thing. I could never, ever do that.
Wow. Chuck, what about you if you were to, like, take a vacation? Don't you have a theory about him leaving the state?
Oh,
well,
Charlie left St. Louis. I've known him for like 20 years. He's left St. Louis once. I think he went to Cincinnati to learn about installing windows or something.
My daughter took a great trip Wednesday, and I was there years ago. She went to Greece for a week. Oh, she said she left
you've
me.
You've been to Greece?
No,
he hasn't. Years ago. Back when I worked, been 20 years.
For kangaroos.
Years ago. Went to Athens, Greece.
But you're not real big on travel right now?
Man, let me tell you something. Back in the 80s, I traveled so much, I'm tired of traveling.
Hey,
I travel once in a while. I'm going on a trip in about a month.
Just so
I'll
you
go
know.
See my daughter in Jacksonville. But as far as going overseas, first of all, I'm afraid to go overseas anymore with all the with everything that's happening over
okay,
there.
Well, you don't have to go overseas. But just so you know, in 2019, the travel, it's way different than it was in the 1980s.
No, I've traveled before.
I got to let you know.
No, he just started traveling. I traveled when travel was fun. I've been to 32 foreign countries in my life.
Really?
The worst was Taiwan and Poland.
Hey, Ohio doesn't count, okay? Just
Poland
so you know.
And Taiwan, that was the worst. But, yeah, my daughter wants me to come meet her at Greece.
Okay.
All right, we're Where, first of all, who brought you?
I'm brought to you by Ameren, Illinois. Great, great, great. Don't forget now about scams. Scams can happen to people. Weber Chevrolet, WeberChevrolet.com. Delmar Gardens. I was with Patty Munch, the advertising director, the other day. She said, Charlie, 20 years, we're going to have a room waiting for you. Of course, Snooks. Friendliest stores in towns. BMW of West St. Louis. SunTrups BMW of West St. Louis. Andy?
That is unbelievable stuff, Charlie. We appreciate that. Hey, MTC Truck Driver Training. We're driving a truck. It's no longer a job. It is a career. Call my good buddy Jeff Bowser today, 314-895-4111, and see about the great life that is driving a truck. Get paid to see the country. Get paid to see the open road. You can also drive locally. Hogan Trucking will hire you today. They'll pay for your truck driver training at MTC Truck Driver Training. You complete your training. You have a job waiting for you with MTC. Also, Four Hands Brewing Company, voted St. Louis's number one brewing company. They have a ton of Four Hands selection right here at Schnucks, a beautiful tasting room in downtown St. Louis, 1220 South 8th Street. Stop on by before or after the game. And enjoy some Four Hands Brewing Company. 6 year-round beers, a bunch of seasonal beers. They now have the 1220 Spirits with the vodka and the gin. And a portion of their Citywide Pale Ale and Citywide Pilsner goes back to a local nonprofit here in St. Louis. So Kevin Lemp is always supporting the people of St. Louis. And, of course, Good Earth Tools. Later on today on Hockey Sense, we'll have our St. Louis Hockey Player of the Week brought to you by Good Earth Tools. Check them out online, goodearthtools.com.
Such a good Kamala Harris, my girl.
She's about to mess somebody up is what she's going to do.
Yeah, she's going to mess. She messed up Biden last night.
Biden had more makeup on than Tammy Faye Baker. Okay.
When you say mess somebody up,
oh, she was in his face.
She was ruthless.
She needs to be running mate. That's your best game.
That would be strong.
That would be your best